Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
I want to move on now to disability payments, because disability rights activists have welcomed a decision by the government today to scrap a proposal to reform disability payments. A Department of Social Protection green paper had suggested reforming the structure of long-term disability payments by establishing a three-tiered system. Now, among the proposals that caused significant concern was the suggestion that a person's capacity to work would be medically assessed by people employed by the department. I'm joined now by Independent Senator Tom Clonan. Senator, you're very welcome to the programme. And I believe you'd been quite opposed to these proposed reforms. So what do you make of the decision to scrap the reforms?
We're relieved. The Disability Reform Green Paper was an absolutely disgraceful document. I mean, it was just extraordinary. The idea that you would medically examine over a quarter of a million disabled Irish citizens to see if they're fit to work. I mean, Charles Dickens couldn't have made it up. It was a Victorian idea. But we're very relieved. Disabled citizens, carers like myself, were very, very frightened by this proposal. I mean, these are citizens who can't get medical appointments for painful conditions, for therapies that they need. And to think that the Department of Social Protection were going to squander taxpayers' money and a very, very scarce medical resource to medically examine people like my son. But all credit here has to go to disabled persons organisations, because they have been protesting on the streets. Neurodiversity Pride Ireland, Disabled Women's Network, Impaired Living Movement of Ireland, people like Bernard Mulvaney, who is a member of People Before Profit, and his wonderful daughter, Sophia, the redoubtable Dr. Mary Kennedy, a wheelchair user, Anne-Marie Flanagan down in Limerick. These are the people, disabled citizens, who took matters into their own hands and protested all around the country.
And more along with them as well.
In fairness to Minister Humphreys, she has listened. And she has dropped this proposal. And
I know you're going to disagree with this, but the department, I'm sure, would say that those reforms were well-intentioned. But my question is this: an awful lot of work, an awful lot of hours and research, I'm sure, went into those reforms. So what do you think has changed? Why scrap them now?
Well, no work went into it, because it was a cut and paste of a UK austerity policy that was imposed on disabled citizens in the UK in 2008. So
I'm sure they would have done their own research.
In fairness, Cormac, when you read that green paper, and it's quite short, it's only about 30 pages or so, it was an ableist document that flew in the face of the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. It was a completely tone-deaf document that saw disabled people as charity cases. And what needs to happen now is that disability allowance should be a non-means tested universal cost of living payment, because the Department of Protection's own research carried out by Indicon shows that just having a disability in Ireland entails an extra cost of living of between 11 and 16,000 a year. So disability allowance just about meets the lower end of the scale of having a disability. And that's why so many disabled citizens are unable to avail of work. They're in the poverty trap. So it should be a universal, non-means tested payment to lift disabled citizens out of that poverty trap.
Do you think the government, is under Simon Harris now, the new Taoiseach, is amenable to that?
I hope so, because, look, I had intense discussions with Minister Humphreys about this before Christmas, and I met her with her officials in her department, and they were not for turning on this. So something has changed, and I rather suspect it's quite coincidental that we have a new Taoiseach. And he has set up a committee within the Department of Taoiseach to kind of try and sort out disability issues. And I'm hoping that he will support my Disability Rights Bill of 2023. And I have new legislation I'm introducing shortly in the next month or two on independent supports for disabled citizens so that they can live independently in the political, the economic, the cultural and social life of our republic. And that's why over a million Irish people voted against the proposed wording of the CARE referendum, because they want to see disability rights front and centre. And I think Simon Harris heard that, The government have heard that, and I'm hoping now that they'll work with me to advance the rights basis of
disabled citizens.
Do you
think that bill, Tom, could be enacted before the end of the lifetime of this government? Because people with disabilities, they would say, have been living with inadequate support from government for too long now.
We have a fight in our hands, because both Minister O'Gorman and Minister Abbott have indicated to me that they're not going to support my rights-based legislation. But after the referendums and after the recent recesses, let's see. Let's see if they've listened to the people and changed their minds and get behind this and do the right thing.
Well, let's see indeed, because after the referendum, especially on care, the government did say that it wouldn't be the end of the road, that they would look after people who are carers and people who are being cared for. So in your words, let's see indeed. Independent Senator Tom Clonan, thank you very much indeed. 51551.